Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Good morning, I'm Angino, and from Marty. Marty back tomorrow, bright and early at 7 a.m. all the way through till 3 for Get Marty and the KDK Radio Warm-a-thon. I'll be back on Friday at 9 in the meantime. Bruce Ankoviak joining us from St. Vincent College in Latrobe. Bruce, thank you very much.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Question yesterday as to the constitutionality of the proceedings moving forward in the Senate. Would it have been equally constitutional for the Senate to proceed as it would have been for them to say, no, we're not going to, since they have the sole power to conduct these trials in the first place?
That's, as usual, a fascinating question.
I do my best, Bruce, to come up with fascinating questions.
You're getting much better. I think you should be awarded an honorary degree in something. But I'm not sure what, but, you know, we'll come up with something. The Constitution says the Senate has the sole power. The initial question yesterday was, before we even get to the issue of a trial, is there even jurisdiction in the Senate to hear this matter?
Mm-hmm.
And that is a slightly different legal question. Now, the Senate, of course, had to make that determination. Does it have jurisdiction to hear this? It voted that it did. That vote is consistent with the only other time in history, the matter of an impeachment of a former office holder came up, William Belknap, back in the administration of Ulysses Grant.
I bet he never thought he'd be talked about in 2021.
It is the only time he has been resurrected from the deep dark pages of history, I'm sure. But his case also determined that yes, the Senate believed it had authority to do this, although the Senate then decided not to impeach him.
Mm-hmm.
When it came down to the substantive vote. But, you know, the issue of whether or not there is jurisdiction is simply not decided by the Constitution. And it wouldn't be decided until and unless President Trump or former President Trump would be convicted and would then bring what would be an inevitable legal challenge in the courts to the whole process.
And here's what's interesting, though. Could you see the Supreme Court coming back and saying, listen, the Constitution says it's up to you guys. You guys figured it out. You guys did what you wanted to do. It's all up to you. That the House impeached while he was still sitting. You decided to move forward with the proceedings. We don't have a role in this.
There's that would be a fascinating case to watch, because there is a precedent for this that goes back to a case involving a federal judge named Walter Nixon. Walter Nixon was an individual who had gotten, I believe, was convicted of tax evasion or something of that nature, but refused to resign his position as a federal judge, and so the House impeached him, and the Senate undertook a trial. Nixon thought that, hey, they're not going to take time out of the U.S. Senate to conduct a big trial of me. They'll never bother to do this. Well, little did he know that the Senate decided they were going to have a committee put together all the evidence against him, put that evidence in a room, let the senators go look at it, and then get together for 15 minutes one day and vote, which is what they did. He brought an action saying, that's not a trial. I didn't get a trial. I got some, you know, form of a hearing, I guess, but not a trial. The United States Supreme Court, at least a majority of the Supreme Court, said, no, the Senate has the sole power. They can decide this to try it. Now, there are some interesting concurring opinions in that case, though, that say, you know, we're not saying that the court would have absolutely no role regarding an impeachment case. Justice Souter, in his opinion in that case, said, you know, what if the Senate decided it by a coin flip or just on the basis that this is a bad man and we don't like him? He said we would have to keep open the possibility that there is some form of due process that attaches to an impeachment proceeding, and the Senate cannot be the judge of its own due process in that circumstance. So if this matter does go to an impeachment, you can absolutely expect that this matter will stay at the center of the stage of American judicial and political life, because it will simply move to the court system.
And I'm going to guess a better attorney than Bruce Castor would be making those arguments before the Supreme Court.
I haven't read a single positive review of his presentation. It was very folksy, from what I could tell, but I don't know that folksy was the approach to take before the United States Senate.
Probably not the best thing, especially when you have a Republican out of Louisiana who says, listen, I'm watching this thing, and the other side did a great job, and this side did a horrible job. And that's a Republican saying that. You got to wonder how many other Republicans were thinking the same thing. But because this is so much more political, Bruce, and you've talked about this many times when I've had you on, than it is legal, then the effectiveness of counsel is really not all that important in this particular case.
It's going to come down to something that transcends the quality of the legal arguments. It's going to come down to a political judgment, and particularly a political judgment by the Republican senators. They need 17 Republican senators to vote for impeachment. And will there be 17 Republican senators who believe it is best for the positions that they will hold now and in the future, that Donald Trump be impeached? If he is not impeached, if he is acquitted in this, he has no basis to go back to court for anything. If he is impeached, he gets a new forum, and the new forum will be the federal courts, through and including an argument to the Supreme Court that they should overturn this. Do they want that to be the center stage of American political and judicial life? That's a question they're going to have to answer.
Bruce Hankoviak from St. Vincent College in Latrobe joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Thank you, Bruce.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Always enjoy it.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.